Broadcasting around the world on International Shortwave and on the Radio Disclosure Radio Network. I'm your host tonight, Matt Aaron. And I've been kind of sitting in the dark for a moment. And I want to talk about a variety of subjects tonight. It's about a bunch of subjects that I want to hit on coming up here in the near future. All right. We got a war going on between Russia and Ukraine. I see more people with COVID right now than I've ever seen prior. Me just knowing these people personally, okay? We're not talking about that on the news. We're not banging that drum right now. Right now, it's about oil prices. It's about gas prices. It's about all these different things that's going on in our country. It's about the war, gas prices. I don't know. It seems like we're almost focused on the things that are not what I would consider to be the important subjects for the American people. The school shooting that just took place, it's tragic. A lot of the people I know that are open, free-minded people have reminded me that there is a very strange similarity between this current Texas school shooting and Sandy Hook. Police were sitting outside for over an hour. CNN has tried to talk to these people. The city is in mourning, according to what the police chief said to CNN. Now, Alex Jones got blasted because of his beliefs on Sandy Hook. Now, I'm not going to get into the conspiracy theory if it happened or not, and the people that had damage done to them in these two tragedies. I'm very, very, very sorry. But when you watch helicopter footage that was posted to YouTube, and you watch people walk in a circle, the raw helicopter footage from Sandy Hook, and they're literally walking in a circle, and you can count the colors that they were wearing. I've done this. Why are they doing this? Now, I'm not all up to speed on this thing in Texas, but it does raise these new concerns or old concerns or whatever concern, blah, 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 you wanna put it in, which is about gun control. The Second Amendment was put into play to protect the people from a tyrannical government, out of control government, a government that has too much control and a government that will lie to you. No taxation without representation. Let me think about that for a minute. No taxation without representation. Lobbyists. Politicians that are bought and paid for. As you think about that statement and you think about my latter statement, it really starts to make you wonder. It makes you start to sit back and think, okay, now hold on just a second here. No taxation without representation. Laws and decisions at a government level being made by large, you can say, corporations without moral restraint. You could say individuals with lots of money or whatever. Again, the Second Amendment is not there just for that. Second Amendment is also placed there, going back to the Castle Doctrine. Does anybody remember what the Castle Doctrine actually is? My understanding of the Castle Doctrine, and I could be wrong, my understanding is to be able to protect your property, to protect your stuff, to protect your things, and your family. Let me see if I can. Trying to spell this out here and talk at the same time. Castle Doctrine. Let's see here. Wikipedia. The Castle Doctrine. The Castle Doctrine, also known as Castle Law or Defense or Habitation Law, is a legal deterrent that is designated a person, blah, blah, blah. Okay, where did it, how far back does this go? My understanding is it goes back in history, okay, to the 17th century. Okay. Now, let me tie this together. Second Amendment is there so that way you can protect you, your family, your livelihood, the ability for your family to survive, which is your livelihood. Back in the 17th century, this was a scenario where people would defend their farms. You couldn't pick up a telephone and call the law. And even in today's standards, the average police where I live, if I call my sheriff's department and I say, I need help, it's 45 minutes to 35 minutes. So let me get this straight. Robert comes into my house, who's high on whatever, because, a robber wouldn't be using drugs. And I dial 911 and I say, hey, I need somebody here to come help. I need somebody here to be here to protect my family. That robber's got anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes to do as he sees fit to me and my family. What protection do I have if I have no firearm or some way to defend myself? This isn't about just my family or my stuff in my house. If somebody wants to come steal some stuff, they can come steal some stuff. But here's the question I'm going to pose to you. I got a 16-year-old daughter in my house. She's very beautiful. Some guy high on crystal meth that has a firearm that comes into my home, am I just going to trust the fact that he's just going to steal my stuff? No, I'm not. And see, this is the fallacy behind this. In America, we believe in being able to protect those things most precious to us, which is our family. Now, I saw this picture online. It was Homer Simpson laying in bed with a gun, and I think it said something like, me sleeping well at night knowing my valuables are more precious than your life. I'll post that on the website. No, it's not about that. It's about my daughter. It's about my wife. It's about my livelihood next in line. It's about my... So let me make sure I get this through your very small, insignificant little brain until you have to deal with someone in your home that is there to do damage to you. This is about protecting, first and foremost, my family. That's why I know how to use a firearm. That's why I conceal carry. I don't trust the guy next to me. I don't know him. If I'm traveling, my firearm is on my side when I'm going from state to state, and I avoid the states that don't have reciprocity. Probably said that word wrong, but what that means is they accept my carry permit, unless if I absolutely have to. That's why I don't go to California, and California is not getting any of my tax money. A firearm, the ability to carry it, is a huge responsibility, and some people shouldn't be carrying because they've never had the actual training on a gun and so on and so forth, okay? And we could get into this whole debate on, you know, should they be this and that, and should they have to take psychological tests? I don't know. But I can tell you, I want to talk more about this Texas thing because I've had kids in school. I understand how the school systems operate today. Maybe not that particular school system, but I can tell you, I think we could do better for our young people. We could help protect them better. But I want to lay some groundwork and some foundation first. We'll be back. 1-833-880-9899 is our number. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. I'm Matt Aaron. I'm doing an open forum discussion tonight. And you can call it, this is my rant, all right? This is me sitting back telling you my thoughts, how I feel about things. Usually I stay very transparent, but tonight, for some reason, I've just had enough of this crap. And I want to talk about how we should change our views, change the way we're viewing things, okay? I was sitting with somebody the other day, and they said to me, Matt, you know, I just can't believe in a world today like we have today that, we would have a war like this in between Russia and Ukraine. I just can't believe it. I'm thinking to myself, are you stupid? War. Go look at history. Mankind has done awful things to mankind since the dawn of mankind and since the beginning of mankind. How stupid are you? But we live in a society today that people believe that hot dogs come from the grocery store. That beef comes from the grocery store, and so does their chickens. They just magically freaking appear. Oh, let me rephrase that. Chicken breasts. They have no idea what it takes to make it. They have no idea what it takes to grow and raise all these different things. And when I say grow, I'm talking about plants. That's right. Plants. You know, these things that grow out of the ground. You know, plants, you know, they come out of the ground. They make stuff called wheat. And, you know, farmers have to harvest this wheat. And they have to put these things in these large things. And those large things have to go to these other large holding things. And those large things that have to be emptied and taken to processing plants. And, oh my gosh, boom, now we have a box of freaking Kellogg's. Same thing with milk. I love this guy on TikTok who's defending the milk industry. And I've asked him to join us here on the show a couple times, but his response has been no, and I don't know why, but whatever. Okay. But long story short, all these people online parrot what they've seen. Social media has completely detached us from reality. Things like this radio show were hard for people to ingest because they're not getting entertained every 3 seconds with something new, causing their dopamines in their brains to fire. You know, one of the weirdest things I have seen, and my kids do this, my two boys, they sit on their phone and they watch other people play video games. What? Why not go get the game yourself and play it? Oh, but this guy's really good. Are you watching for his moves? Oh, no, I just like seeing him do it. And it's not just my kids that say this crap. It's their friends, too. Too lazy to actually learn how to play the game. You know, back in the day, we had Duke Nukem. We had Command and Conquer. These are the games of my era. I didn't grow up in the Atari era. I didn't grow up in all these new fancy, smanchy things like there is. I mean, I grew up in the DOS days, okay? So, you know, to launch a game, you actually had a little bit of intelligence to type CD / or DIR, D-I-R, directory listing, to get to where you needed to go to fire the game on the computer. Okay, back to where I was going. The school shooting. And guns. And I'm laying this foundation because I want people to start to understand where our society is at and how we're getting here. So the beef just arrives at the grocery store. We have no concept that an animal gave its life to feed the family when you eat steak night. We have no concept of when we open a box of cereal. It just occurs. This occurs in this mindset of not knowing how things get from A to B, and you take social media and all these different things, it becomes a certain point where people become, and I hate to use the word, sheeple. They're just a bunch of sheep running around, parroting something else somebody else has said, looking at what somebody else has said, and then re-parroting that once again. Okay. When I go to or went to my kids' school, and they've been to multiple, and even when I was growing up 20 years ago, to get into the school, there's only one area you can get in. You have to check in at the front. When I went to go see my daughter one time for lunch, I got there early because they couldn't get somebody to walk me there to the lunchroom. I wound up missing her lunch for security reasons. Now, in America today, I think it is very much feasible
to make a scenario to where we make a program to where we make our schools safe. But I'm going to say something that's going to cause everybody that's out there listening who doesn't have an open mind, who can't see repeating patterns and things, don't want to look at facts, just emotion. One of the reasons why women always win an argument with a man is because they fight with emotion. There's no factual justification to the, oh, now I'm being sexist. I can hear it right now. Go read up on it. They fight with emotion. When a man fights with emotion, he brings it in with facts. I'm talking stereotypical, not in the sense of, and what I consider to be a man that's doing fighting, I'm not talking about just verbal argument and vomit here. I'm talking about actual legitimate things. Okay, so let's just get that out of the way. But the emotion part is a huge role in how people view things at this point. Okay? Now, I'm going to say this. In a lot of these different mass shootings, there's a lot of strange similarities to them that for someone like myself who has an open mind, you start to question. It's the same thing with the guy in Nashville with the bomb. You start to question. Anthony Warner, let me get this straight. And I'm going to do this just while I have the moment here, and we'll get back to the whole school subject, because the Nashville bomb is one of these that will leave your head spinning when you really just think about the facts. I don't think they shot a missile. I don't think they did all that. I mean, majority of that look like, video compression. Again, I have a brain, and I know how to look at these things, and I know how to make a logical deduction based upon fact, not based upon, again, emotion. So let's go over facts for a minute. There's a guy who builds an RV, a bomb out of an RV in Nashville, who drives this RV on Christmas Day or Christmas morning, full of basically manure and diesel and TNT, blah, 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 highly volatile chemicals, all mixed together in a crude-made bomb, in an RV that has the engine compartment located very close to where he's located. It's older, so I think it's a rotary style ignition system, which means it turns and creates spark for the spark plugs. He drives this on one of the most hilly areas of Nashville to one of the most bumpiest, destroyed interstates that we have. Again, with highly volatile chemicals, a very large bomb. He drives this to downtown Nashville on a bumpy road with basically, if you light a match in the back, it's probably going to explode, to downtown Nashville with no problem. There's problem number one. That in itself was a Christmas freaking miracle, folks. Number two, he has no online presence whatsoever other than posting, and this is interesting, even going to the, and I found this going through some of the historical internet data, of a strip club in Texas. He visited Texas a number of times, and he posted about a strip club down there and how wonderful it was. Interesting. If he's willing to post that there, why was his online social media scrubbed? His digital footprint gone. Where did it go? Don't know. That's interesting. Let's take a look at the DNA data that we got. So he blows the crap out of himself, supposedly, sits in this vehicle, probably having to wear some kind of mask for multiple hours. This is what I like to do, folks. I like to go through the facts, okay? Now, the Texas thing I haven't gotten this far into yet, but let's keep going on this one for a minute. This guy sits in this vehicle for hours playing downtown over and over and over, talking about that this vehicle is going to explode over the PA system in a vehicle with highly volatile gases that could explode with just a strike of a match. And he's using electronic equipment, electrical equipment plugged in that could spark just by a movement of a fader or an amplifier or a plug in and plug out of a pair of headphones. Let's talk about the DNA. I hate to go back to that. I'm sorry. DNA. They get it from his ball cap when they have access to his house, which they would have had access to his toothbrush, his pillow, all these different things. There's something weird going on here. Why his ball cap? A hat from his car. And then when they raided his vehicle, not vehicle, his house, we saw it on the news. They had it live on social media. Again, social media playing its part, where they go in and bomb squad raids it, but they don't really raid it slowly. They raid it quite fastly. And they really don't take any major precautions like clearing the area and so on and so forth. So let me get this straight. This guy just blew the crap out of downtown Nashville. And if we haven't learned anything from any of the other bomb makers' histories, they tend to want to do more harm. And we're not taking any precautions when we enter this guy's home. Okay. So the FBI supposedly knew for a good 24 hours who supposedly did this, did not know if he was dead or not, did not have confirmation of him being dead yet with DNA. But they did not release a bolo, stating if you see this guy, go scream for help. This guy might be dangerous. Interesting. So you put all those facts together. Those are facts. Those are things you can go research yourself and go find if you don't believe me. Do I know if he did it or not? I have no idea. I ain't got a freaking clue. But those are the facts that I've been able to gather. Now, I see another common thread with the school shootings of police not entering in, rushing into a scene to where they've been trained to do this before. I see that. I see the whole thing of strangeness just surrounding it. Conflicting stories. You can say, well, that's news media that's confused, and that's this and that's that. No. When a CNN reporter asks, why did you guys wait over an hour to enter the school? And the police chief says, I'm not going to give any comment because the city is in mourning. And most people will accept that. I don't know what the motivation is. I can't even fathom what the motivation is. I know as a citizen that carries a gun myself, if I hear gunshots in a school, you better damn well believe I'm going to enter that school and try to save lives and figure out what in the hell is going on. And I will put my own life at risk for a young child. And what the hell is wrong with an officer that listens to his captain that doesn't enter in and do the same thing? I would have thrown my badge off and said, I quit, and then ran in. But I'm an American. This is Radio Disclosure. Well, I'm sure I'll get some hate mail on that last one, but that's okay. I enjoy it. 1-833-880-9899 is the number. 1-833-880-9899. I'm Matt Aaron. And yes, I would have ran into that school to figure out if I could have done anything. And I guarantee you, anybody such as myself that carries for the same reasons I do, which is protect my family, first and foremost, my livelihood and possessions and so on down. They would have done the exact same thing. The guns are not what the problem is, folks. It's our society today. Now, we live in a free society. If you want to be on social media and you want to take part in that, that's great. I have no problem with that. But as an experiment, if you've never been on TikTok, I'm going to challenge you to something for a moment here. And the reason why I want to do this is not because I want to make you struggle with something. It's because I want you to understand something. The social media platforms are programming our young minds. There is an underlying agenda here. It's programming people to believe what they, or who, or what. I have no idea. Who or what? I have no idea even what the underlying agenda is. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to go install TikTok, give it your age, say you're a man, and then look at what you see as you scroll. 16-year-olds, barely dressed, flaunting sexually everything that they have. Here's the problem I have with that. Majority of these people that are doing it are underage, and they think it's okay. They're being taught that that's okay. Let that sink in for a minute. Do you want your young daughter to feel it's okay to wear her underwear and shake her booty on something? That other people get to see and look at? Does that not bother you? If you were a father? Or how about a brother? But see, this is what we consider normal. As parents, this is what I have to fight against. Let me rephrase that. As a parent, that's what I fight against. Is this social norm that has been placed out? Oh, you're just old-fashioned. Well, maybe. Now, I also see this generation, if the school shootings are real, which for me, looking at the young generation that I've been exposed to, I have a hard time believing that they have that much planning capability when they're living in their basement of their grandparents' house and everything handed to them. And I literally do mean that. I have a hard time believing that this generation has that much planning ability to be able to carry out something of this magnitude and do the things that are being, that I have somewhat read on. Okay. Now you can call me. And again, if you've been affected by it, I'm sorry. But I think there's an external force at work here that could have either brainwashed and helped on the planning side. I think there's a scenario where you could even argue and say that maybe it even wasn't the person, or it was the person, or that person was taken in and brainwashed and so on. Something strange here with all of this. It's not, this generation doesn't do that. Hell, they barely have a hard enough time getting jobs and holding them. Nobody wants to work. There's a job in every corner. All right, enough of that. Again, I'm sure I'll get hate mail for that. That's just my opinion. There's no fact based in that, in that part of it. But I find it odd that we'd have that much planning. People accept things the way they are and what they're told. Nobody questions today. You look at the scenario of the disaster at Three Mile Island. If people weren't questioning and pressuring, we may have had the worst nuclear disaster on American soil. I question why the police officers didn't go in. I question why the security protocols of the school allowed somebody to be able to get in. I question these things. Now, I'm a law-abiding citizen, so that means that I'm going to go through the law-abiding way to get into the school. But supposedly, the door was left unlocked on the back. And this kid just supposedly knew that this door was left unlocked. Why would you have to have an unlocked door when you have a gun? You just tap it a few times and break the glass. Seriously. I don't know. The whole thing with the school shootings is extremely tragic. Our young people need to be protected. But the gun is not the problem. Again, the gun is there to protect people. How did we stop a lot of these school shootings? With another gun. Okay, well, let me back up for a second. If these people are intent to do harm, if their intent is to do harm, and they have this desire to do harm, they're going to go do harm, whether or not they have a gun or not. There was a case in China where a kid with a knife went into three, I think it was two or three bathrooms, this was years ago, and stabbed like 40 kids with a knife. 40. He went into three or four bathrooms. Again, if somebody has the intent to do harm, gun or not, at least a gun makes a really loud noise. Hell, you'd drive a car in the parking lot. We had the crazy person in Las Vegas a few years ago drive the car and run people over. If somebody's intent is to do harm, they can sure find a way. Oh, but guns are easily accessible. So are knives. We ban all knives? How far does this go? How far do we take our freedoms and continue to destroy them? We did it in 9/11. We did it with COVID. Oh, but COVID, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm ranting. I want people to wake up. I want you to start thinking about what you're doing. I want you to start thinking about what you're allowing your kids to do. Am I saying you need to go to church every Sunday and tell your kids that to live by every little thing? No. That's not what I'm saying. They need to become their own people, and they need to wake up themselves. You need to lead by example. Am I saying that everybody should carry a gun? Nope. But you need to know where your food comes from and how it gets to you. Well, that's why I'm a vegan. Okay. Great. I tried that for a while. Made me feel like crap. And it works for some people. It works for you. My hat's off to you. And see, that's the thing in America today. We're all so offended by everybody's opinion. And we can be offended, but let me, I just can't believe we would have a war in today's world. Yes, there are evil people. There's evil people in Russia. There's evil people in Ukraine. There's evil people in America. There's evil people that go to your church. And you know what? You need to learn how to protect yourself from them and protect your family from them. We'll be back. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. You think about the evil that it would take to be in a scenario where you want to use large amounts of social media, large amounts of different things to control the general public to the point to where they no longer have a say. Let's go back to this Three Mile Island thing. Three Mile Island was a major issue. People got cancer, they got sick afterwards. Oh, but it was blah, 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 blah. Even when the United States was doing its testing for nuclear war, there was a scenario where we had fallout across the United States because they did it in Nevada. That means it was in things like milk. It was in beef. It was in all these different things. And it was all across America. And if it wasn't for the Kodak company, who had issues with spots in their film, no one would have ever noticed it. Go research it. It's an interesting research, okay? But Kodak helped cover that up until after it was declassified. But Three Mile Island was a scenario. You go watch the Netflix documentary and you'd be like, oh, wow. They were 30 minutes away from total disaster there. Worse than Chernobyl. And what does that mean? And how did we get it averted? Well, there was pressure applied with news media. Pressure applied by the public. And you know what happened? Things changed. They made good decisions after that because people were woken up. And there became this fear, if we didn't do the right thing, then yeah. Now, I kind of forget where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, COVID. Talking about social media and controlling of the masses of the public. The White House did admit to the fact that they were using social media platforms to control the narrative under Joe Biden. Let me repeat that for you. The White House admitted to the fact that it was controlling a form of news media, but we'll call it the narrative here, so it's a little less, doesn't sound as intrusive, doesn't sound as big and bad and ugly when I say we're controlling the narrative instead of we're shutting down people that have true information and true facts about these things that should be released, that should be told. But we're going to call it a narrative. That would be the equivalent of, as far as market share goes, the White House controlling CNN, Fox News, your local television stations. I'm talking about market share here, of sure people looking at it. More people look at news on Facebook than they do Fox News, CNN, and so on and so forth. Has that sunk in yet? Are you getting it? We're controlling the narrative. That was the word. I was talking with someone that I know very well, and he says to me, well, I could kind of understand that because there's a lot of crazies out there because the crazies are all posting. So, if you're not intelligent enough to do your own research to figure out what it is that you want to do about COVID and the vaccine and all those things and make a good decision that's right for you. Again, this is what a free society is supposed to be. Now the big thing is that I was reading, there's barely any news on this, but they're blaming all the new reinsurgence of COVID on the unvaccinated. So I went to a conference, and I'm unvaccinated. I didn't get the vaccination because I believe that blah, 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 this person and this person said this. I didn't get the vaccination because I already had it and I already had the antibodies and I didn't feel comfortable with the vaccination because it was so new and the technology is very new and all the lab rats died when they tested it with lab rats. Okay? And that's from the guy who created the actual vaccination. And then if you go in deeper to it and you look at when the thing was patented and then you look into the CDC's database, the VARS database, and how many people have been affected. And the personal people that I've talked to, my favorite one of all, and show's almost over, but I got to tell this story. I was talking to this girl online, and I was working on a show, and I told her, I said, you know, I want to talk about the ill effects of the vaccine and what it's all done and so on and so forth. And we were discussing it. And she says, well, you know, when I was going to go get the vaccination, it wasn't available in Ohio, but it was available in Michigan, up in the Detroit area. So she says, I traveled all the way up there. I got it. After she got it, she had terrible autoimmune stuff that hit her. Sores all over her body, all these different things, massive fevers, all these just, you know, awful things that happened. And she says, you know, I will be on medication now for the rest of my life, which is just awful. And she says, you know, I don't want to discourage anybody from not getting it. What? You just killed your immune system with this thing. You're changed forever, but you don't want to speak. Oh. It angers me. No, Three Mile Island had a big shake and they were releasing all this stuff. And, you know, I just don't want to discourage anybody from not getting cancer from Three Mile Island that lived up there. I just don't want to discourage them. Are you freaking kidding me? Please do something. Say something, people. Anyways. This is again our society today. I could spend hours on each one of these topics, and I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to keep releasing shows on these topics, on these things, with factual information to the best of my ability, like the Nashville bomb scenario. I didn't go into any of the crazy conspiracy theories I've heard. I do know by one insider, because I do live in Nashville, on that there was a bunch of servers that disappeared that were there in that complex prior to the bomb going off. Now, if you know anything about that facility is pretty dang secure. And it's not like they just transported them out with a transporter from Star Trek, okay? I don't know. My level of aggravation with our culture today in the United States, in the sense of the pre-programming of people, the dumbing down of this generation, because I just don't see what the goal is. I mean, we're talking, people are so dumb they think the electric car is gonna save everything. They really believe this crap. Lithium is less in the earth than fossil fuel. Lithium. It's harder to mine. It's harder to find. There's other technologies that are better than the electric car that could be implemented. I don't know why we're still burning fossil fuel and oil. I mean, why don't you just get a freaking generator and load it up in the back of the damn thing and drive down the road with the big old freaking smokestack right there? You know, it's like 30% efficient to charge it across the grid. You lose, you know, your standard. Yeah, all right, whatever. That's a whole show into itself. Hydrogen and hydrogen crystallized and all of that. That is a much better technology. That's where the future is. There's hydrogen is more plentiful than anything you could ever imagine. These are topics that I want to get into. If you got something to tell us, you want to complain to me, tell me I'm crazy, you want to disclose something, I'm going to put the phones on voicemail. Sorry I didn't take any tonight. 1-833-880-9899 is the number. 1-833-880-9899. I want to say thank you to WTWW, the International Shortwave Station, for carrying us and all of our other local affiliates. This has been a Radio Disclosure.